going to be talking about Longwood Gardens Veggie Venture. And so for those of you who are not familiar, Longwood Gardens is a large nonprofit public garden located outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And our mission is to be the living legacy of our founder, Pierre DuPont, inspiring others through excellence in garden design, horticulture, education, and the arts. And I'd like to stress the education. And so we have several visions, but the last one is probably most appropriate for this session, and that is to contribute to society through excellent and diverse education programs. So this is just an image of our founder, Pierre DuPont. And I'm going to talk today about our undergraduate level program that we have. It's called the Professional Gardener Program. It was started back in 1970. It's a two-year undergraduate level program that couples a rigorous academic curriculum with hands-on experiential learning in the gardens. And so every year we accept up to 10 students, usually 8 to 10 students, into that program. It's a fully mission-based program, so we do not charge tuition. We actually house the students on site. We also pay them a biweekly stipend. So it's a tremendous opportunity for these individuals that are interested in careers in professional horticulture. So as part of the program, they take about 30 courses in the two-year period. Most of the courses are horticultural. They also have some landscape design and then some professional courses like chemistry, public speaking, business management. But the course I'd like to focus on today is their fruit and vegetable culture course. And so this is a course that's been run in the program for ever since the beginning of the program when it started in 1970. But we were looking at all of our curriculum and how we can adjust the curriculum and make it a little bit better suited for today's students, but also to really have that practical immersion and that hands-on experience. And so our HORT 2513, it's a three-credit equivalent course. So the students take courses for 12 weeks. This course would meet for an hour and 20 minutes twice a week for 12 weeks as a lecture, and then we would have just under a three-hour lab once a week for 12 weeks. And so the instructor in this course is an adjunct instructor from Temple University. The faculty that teach in this program teach in our regional colleges and universities, so University of Delaware, Temple University, Penn State, Swarthmore College, DelVal. We have instructors that come to Longwood to teach in these courses. So when we were looking at how to reevaluate this fruit and vegetable culture class, I would say it's very typical of your university vegetable and culture class where you're learning how to produce these crops, you're learning about the culture of these crops, you're getting some hands-on, but we really flipped it around quite a bit. And the goals at the outset was to really integrate collaboration amongst the students into this course. Of course, the crop production is very important, everything from seeding, transplanting, preparing the earth for the crops. And then, of course, all the students that are coming to us or applying for the program now are very interested in sustainable living, low impact on the environment. So this, we do not apply any pesticides with these crops. We do not use any inorganic fertilizers. They're all grown sustainably. We also thought it was very important that these students get the post-harvest aspect, so they know what's happening with these crops after, or this produce and fruit after it's been harvested. Marketing, you know, tagging that in there. What do you do after you get this? Where does it go? And then lastly, it kind of goes back to that collaboration again, but really integrating teamwork and leadership amongst the students in this course. So back in 2010, this program transitioned quite a bit. We looked for a partner in our community, and in this instance, it's the Certified Green restaurant that's on Longwood's property. It's called the 1906 specifically is the restaurant that it's a fine dining restaurant that we've partnered with. The students at the outset of the course, along with the instructor, meet with the restaurant and they come up with a list of crops that they would like grown. And then throughout that course, they are preparing the land, planting the seed in the greenhouse, planting the crops out. and with all the produce destined for the restaurant. And so the students are responsible for the maintenance of this garden. They do all the weeding, stringing, staking, the harvest. They do the post-harvest, and then they take the vegetables to the restaurant. And in exchange, the restaurant pays fair market value for those the produce and the fruit to the students. I should mention that the students, just like some of the other speakers today from the University of Florida and Iowa State, Anne-Marie and Brian, they do a study abroad, and they're responsible for coming up with about 75% of the cost of the study abroad. And so the proceeds from the vegetable sales go to support that endeavor. Another thing that we really encourage the students to do is have a deeper level of engagement with our restaurant staff. So they organize events for the staff at the restaurant, the chefs, the cooks, the food preparers, to come out into the garden, to help in the garden, so that they get an idea of where this food is coming from and how it's being grown. And then on the flip side, we really wanted the students to see how they could prepare what they've grown. And so they have one session a year where they go into the restaurant and they prepare a meal with the vegetables that they've grown, which is truly fantastic. So just a couple images from the vegetable sales. This is some of the students weighing in the crops. So they have to keep a log. They have to figure out what they're taking. They also let the restaurant know in advance what crops or what produce to be expecting so that they can prepare the menu accordingly. They're also responsible for all the invoicing. So they keep track of everything that they're sending to the restaurant. They invoice the restaurant, and they're responsible for making sure that the restaurant pays them, which is can be a challenge sometimes. They don't always pay on time. But a wide diversity of crops that they grow. And then they've really diversified since 2010. In 2010, it was primarily vegetables, maybe some fruits, but now they're doing a lot more high-end preparations with herbs, edible flowers, and looking at microgreens. And so it's a great opportunity for the students to learn and also attain leadership. One of the big things that I appreciate about this is the promotion that our students get. And so when our guests, Longwood has about 1.2 million visitors a year, and so when our guests are eating in our fine dining establishment, they hear about what our students are doing, they hear about what our students are growing, and they get to taste it. And this is an article that's going to be published in the near future in a magazine called Fig Kennett that's featuring this partnership and what our students are going, which is great. Then just some images of what they've grown. Any questions? All right. Ellen?
Food safety handling issues.
Yes, because the food is being grown at Longwood Gardens, and it all falls on the liability of the restaurant because they're the ones that are preparing, cleaning. It all falls on the restaurant.
You don't employ any Clorox hand dipping gloves?
Nope, it all falls on the restaurant.
That would never happen in Nebraska.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so it's the restaurant that's at Longwood Gardens is contracted. It's called Restaurant Associates. It's very similar to what you might have with some of the universities and the food services being contracted out, and so they handle all the liability with that.
The vegetables that our student project produces at our university, we tell food services we have no certified kitchen, so we do the same thing. You know, they're responsible for all the
food. A question here?
Also a question about fact for produce. That was also a question I had for Dr. Florida. Do you not have any issues with competing with a business?
No, we...
That's an issue that we can't go around and do as well, and we can't sell fast food safety, and we can't deliver to the restaurant.
Around anything about it. So I'm very curious to hear how you can help the project get money for it. Sure. I think the question was, how can we sell the money or sell the produce for money and really not be competing with some of the other providers in our community? And what we are supplying as far as from the students, it's such a small amount. That's why we only sell to the 1906, so they do a chef's feature, if you will. We'd never be able to supply the amount of tomatoes that we would need, like in the actual terrace. And you know, we toyed around with selling at the farmers market, and then I think that really oversteps the bounds where we're starting to compete.
Pennsylvania is not known for having a good year-round outdoor culture condition. What do you do for the winter months?
That's a great question. It'll have to be the last one because I don't want to. As the moderator, I have to stay on time. We have indoor growing facilities. We've done some high tunnels. So a majority of the produce is grown during the time of the class, and then after the 12 weeks, the students do maintain the garden. But we've really been successful with our microgreens, and there's always a need for that. So they do microgreens all year round. All right, so with that, I would like to thank our speakers today. We've had a tremendous round of presenters.